Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week here on WBFO for Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fitou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
We are speaking on Thursday, so we won't be able to break down last night's game against the Bruins. The Sabres returned from the All-Star break on Wednesday with a 4-2 win in Montreal. They got some goals from forwards who haven't scored much this season, Marcus Foligno, Johan Larsson, Brian Gionta. What were some of your impressions from that first game back?
It was a very impressive road win, and this is a season, despite their ranking among the league's bottom feeders, they've had a lot of impressive road wins. They're a good road team, believe it or not. I think what's happened is they've really started to build a belief on the road that they're in any game. And we saw that Wednesday against the Canadiens, a game they trailed going into the third period in one of the league's toughest places to play. We saw that last Tuesday in Ottawa, where they went ahead in the third period. And even the night before that against the Rangers, they lost 6-3, but they had a pretty big third period comeback and got back in the game. And really, Wednesday's game was a game the Sabres should have won. The Canadiens, they've done a complete 180. They've gone from the league's best team to probably its worst. There was a team ripe to be exploited that was down, and the Sabres went out in the third period and took advantage of them and got themselves a nice road win. And it's no surprise that they get a win when they finally get some contributions from guys that haven't scored much all year. Johan Larsson, that was probably his best game all season. Even before he scored, he had a great scoring chance where he just went to the net with authority, and that's something he hasn't done a lot. Marcus Foligno looked very good in his first game, beside Jack Eichel and Zemgus Girgensons. And Brian Gionta was an empty net goal, but they all count, and that was a big goal for him going back to Montreal, where he used to be captain.
Well, that home-road split has been one of the most interesting things about this season. They're above 500 on the road, but they have the worst record in the league on home ice. What do you make of the team's struggles at First Niagara Center?
It's bizarre, and you talk to guys and talk to Dan Bylsma, no one really quite has an answer for it. If they were even a decent team at home, if they were even in the middle of the pack, they would probably be in the thick of the playoff race. I think on the road, they know their back's up against the wall, so to speak. They kind of buckle down and they play a more rigid game, a tighter game. And at home, I think maybe they feel some of the pressure. The fans haven't booed this year like they did the last couple of years, but I think they feel pressure to put on a show for the fans, maybe. And I think maybe there's some discomfort there, and that's something they have to come over. I mean, they're never going to get anywhere if they're not a good home team. It's that simple. You look at all the good teams in the league, and opponents dislike, don't want to go into their rink, and I don't think there's very many teams that fear, so to speak, coming into the First Niagara Center right now.
You mentioned Zemgus Girgensons. He had a nice assist on Foligno's goal on Wednesday. He had a tough first half of the season, but he seems to be finding a groove playing on a line with Jack Eichel.
Yes, he was a huge disappointment early in the year. There's theories that he was better off in former coach Ted Nolan's system. It kind of gave him more free rein around the ice, and that he had trouble adapting to Dan Bylsma's system, which is a lot more rigid and demanding. And he's a guy who expected really to score 20 goals. He had 15, I think, in 61 games last year. The thought was that he would make the leap to 20, maybe 25. He's such a smart player that sooner or later you figured he would probably get going, and he has. And he's been a very good line mate for Jack Eichel. I think there's a natural chemistry there. Zemgus can move the puck up the ice. He can get to the net. He can create space, and that complements Eichel's ability to move the puck very, very well. And Foligno can get to the net. He can create space, too. He's a big body, and those guys look good Wednesday. And you look at Jack Eichel, he's had some chemistry with some wingers this year, but he hasn't really had one that he really, really played a long time with. And most good centers in the NHL, they have a winger, maybe just one, but a winger that they play with most of the time or all the time that they're known for playing with. And maybe Zemgus Girgensons can be that guy for Jack Eichel.
Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week here on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.